For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Here at End Time World News, folks, I bring you news all around the world of happenings all over related to the end times and the world and the second coming of the beast and the second coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So I cover a variety of topics, so hopefully that will help you understand what End Time World News is. And again, welcome. I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Okay, folks, today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the headline's very interesting. The headline reads as follows: a job-destroying economic vortex has just been unleashed. Large-scale layoffs will accelerate through 2023, impoverishing millions. Okay, this will be very interesting, and I'll try to break it down as I always do. And again, folks, if you're just joining for the first time, welcome, and sit back and relax, and I'm going to give you some news that'll make you think. Hopefully it'll make you think, and definitely praise God that you're alive, and hopefully praise God that you and your family are alive and doing very well, and can prepare accordingly for what's about to happen here in 2023. Okay, here's natural news. Just as we predicted last year, a wave of layoffs has already begun in early 2023, with large workforce reductions announced across crypto, finance, real estate, transportation, and big tech. Just today, the crypto exchange giant, that's Coinbase, announced it's cutting 20% of its workforce, about 950 positions, due to the FTX fallout that's already ensnaring Gemini and DCG. Goldman Sachs just slashed 3,200 jobs this week, according to CNBC, that's CNBC News, and Michael Snyder from the Economic Collapse blog is reporting. Large job cuts across companies like Amazon, Venmo, Salesforce, Silvergate Capital, Biocept, and others. McDonald's, meanwhile, says it's going to slash a whopping, here we go, folks, a whopping worldwide 200,000 jobs from its corporate staff, tightening the operations as we herd into the economic environment for which the fever consumers can even afford chicken McNuggets. So you have to understand, folks, this is happening. This is going. There's no way to really get out of this. We're on a downturn and a downslide. I want to bring you positive news, and there will be at the end of the podcast. But right now, from an economic standpoint, from here in the United States and around the world, it's just not very good. The current presidential administration, they're not helping things out at all. And what they're doing is they're simply adding on to the problem. It's like putting gasoline onto an already burning fire. The economy, the inflation's already burning, and their moves is what they're doing to counter this is just not doing any good. You know, I'll give you an example. Like the Fed is, the Federal Reserve is raising the rates, and by raising the rates, they think they can keep up with inflation. That's just absolutely, excuse my word, that's just a very stupid, dumb thing, folks. And you have to understand that that's exactly where we're going here. We are going into a slow economic depression. A lot of people think it's a recession. We're probably in a recession, a very mild one, but we're going right into a depression, and it's going to be very ugly here, this 2023 and beyond. So, but just hold on to your seats. Praise God through Jesus Christ, and we will all get through this together, folks. Now back to the article. The coming next month, it's a company called Stellantis will close its Illinois auto factory, slashing about 1,350 workers and likely shipping its operations to Mexico. The reason for the shutdown, the high cost of manufacturing electric vehicles, and again, this is just, it's just insanity as we go, folks. It's just absolute positive insanity. And, you know, the gentleman goes on to say, from this company, Stellantis, an auto manufacturing plant in Illinois, that the industry has been adversely affected by the multitude of factors, including the ongoing COVID-19, which we know how I feel about that, and the global microchip shortage. But the most impactful challenge, it is increasing the cost related to the electrification of the automobile market. Stellantis post spokeswoman said Jody Tinson in an email to FreightWaves. There's also huge job losses in the transportation sector as well. The demand for consumer goods plummets. FreightWaves.com has tracked some of the trucking bankruptcies in 2022, shown in the following infographic. Some of the large trucking companies are going belly up. UFI Transportation, Land Air, Marvin Keller Trucking, Matheson Postal Services. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, you know. Expect a lot more of the diesel prices to remain high this year, folks, at a historic high, the price of diesel, the cost of fuel. Industries are getting hard hit, including crypto finance, real estate, transportation, tech, and e-commerce, and more. You know, the ongoing money printing, that's another problem here in the United States. We think, and due to the stupidity of our government, I'm just being very honest and brutal here, we think that we can print money, printing by the Treasury and Federal Reserve, with the federal government now in $31 trillion in debt. It'll never get out of debt, folks. This is just something we laugh it off, pass it on to the next Congress. Laugh it off, pass it on, laugh it off, pass it on, laugh it off, pass it on. We will never, ever, ever get out of debt here, folks. And I just want you to know that this is just an ongoing money game. It's ongoing. Generations and generations and generations will be paying that back. But in reality, we'll never get out of that, because they, guess what? They just print money, and they keep printing and printing and printing and printing and printing. Nobody ever cares. Destroying the value of the dollar. That's what happens when you print money, and also causing price inflation in nearly everything that people consume. Food, fuel, clothing, appliances, home goods, and more. What many American consumers haven't figured out yet, folks, is that the dollar is eventually going to zero. On the way down, will lose value each day. The current rate of the loss is approaching 2% per month. As a result, many consumers will nearly double. Many consumer items, excuse me, will nearly double in 2023. And that's a fact. That's a fact. California's natural gas provider, that's Southern Cal Gas, for example, just announced to their customers that natural gas prices as of 2023 will be 100% higher than the price they paid in January in 2022. And that's from Breitbart.com reporting. Southern Cal email to consumers declared. So they're saying that gas prices are going to rise 100%. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We're living in the time. We're living in the end times, folks. And all of this has to take place. The I don't want it to, because I live here in the United States, of course, for all you international listeners tuning in on the podcast. I don't want it to collapse, but there is no choice. It will collapse. Things have to collapse all around the world, United States, Canada, down in South America. Every country has to collapse in order to bring in the mark of the beast. And this is how it goes. And this is the start. These globalists, i.e. the Rothschilds family, they're the biggest. They have trillions, not billions, but trillions of dollars. They could buy the world over 10 times. They've got so much money and invested in all industries, not just one, but in everything. Everything you can imagine, the Rothschild family has an investment or majority interest or stock interest or controlling interest in that area, in that sector. A lot of people don't know that. Same with the Rockefeller family. They're both part of the Satanists, the i.e. the Illuminati, the Satanists. They believe in all that garbage and that demon-filled religion. They don't believe in God through Jesus Christ, and that's the problem here. The only way out of this is belief in Jesus Christ, and that's the only way to God is belief in Jesus Christ, and that's what you have to understand, folks. And that's what this podcast is always about. There is no way you can wish, you can dream, you can do anything you want. And until you believe in Jesus Christ, and he died for us on the cross at Calvary to wash our sins away and to save all of mankind, to save all of humanity. And you must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and accept him that he died for you. You must make a confession and acknowledge that he died for you. And then and only then, if you accept him into your heart and acknowledge Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, then you can be saved. And you have to understand that there's no other way. You can listen. There's lots of online pastors that'll make stuff up. Oh, this group, that group, whatever group's going. And that's just not true. You know, I'll give you an example. This is going to be very, very taboo that I say this. So forgive me, folks, if you're listening to this out here, this podcast, forgive me. People don't understand when we're going to suffer through and we're going to be put through a slow torture until America collapses, that they seem to think all nationalities and all everything is going to heaven. Well, that's somewhat true, but I mean to say somewhat, meaning that there'll be all kinds of people in heaven, but until you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, nobody's going anywhere. So that's what you have to get. So when they think that, oh, this group or that group, a group of people that do this or do that, it has a certain lifestyle. I'm being very careful what I say here, folks, that has a certain lifestyle. And that lifestyle is contradictory. Say, for example, people that just like porn, you have to pray for those people, but those people will not be in heaven that like porn again until you can repent of your sins and give your life to Jesus Christ. So you have to understand, folks, there's things going on that you have to do in order to get to heaven. And most people just choose to ignore that, choose to, people that I know, they choose to make up their own deal, their own beliefs, and just go with whatever's cool. And I try to tell them that that's, you can think whatever you want, but, that's not how you get to heaven. You don't get to heaven because you want to go to heaven. You actually have to get off your butt and do something. You have to repent. You have to tell God you're sorry through Jesus Christ. You actually have to repent. But again, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So that's what you have to do, folks. And we are in the end times here. And, you have to understand, that the controlled demolition of the economy and the world is a preparation and a driving, desperate people. And that's what you have to understand, that this is all done by choice. This is all pre-programmed by choice. This is all done by these evil, evil families and people that serve these evil families by choice. This has all got to happen. If you want to see Jesus Christ in the second coming, then things have to collapse. That's just, there's no way around it. So, you know, I get people, folks, before I conclude the podcast, I get people all the time arguing with me, wanting to debate, and I don't mind. I don't mind debating, but I try to stay away from that because, you know, I have high blood pressure, and thank God I'm alive. That's the only reason I am alive today. But I'm not going to argue with people. You're free to make any choice you want. But I get these people real quick. I'll tell you, I get these people or sometimes family members. They think that they're just going to jump in the bus or jump on the boat or jump in the plane and go when SHIT hits the fan. And that's not at all they're Christian brothers and sisters and family members, but that's just not it at all. That's their own personal belief. And they just think that they'll be swooped up and taken out of everything. I'm a firm believer of people will go through suffering on this earth. People will go through massive suffering and torture in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's the price. He paid the price for us on the cross. And it's now our turn to pay the price for him. And that's what you have to understand, that we will end up dying either by natural causes, if you're lucky, or dying in some type of concentration camp where we're tortured and killed in the name of Jesus, if we don't take the mark of the beast. This is just factual. So not everybody's going to be jumping in the rapture plane. You know, I guess that's what they call it here. I know that's what they call it. There is the word in the Bible. It's biblical. It's caught up. But the people over the last couple hundred years translate that into rapture. I guess the pastors and everything on and on and on. But the correct biblical word is caught up. C-A-U-G-H-T-U-P. Caught up. And they'll say, oh, the pastors on TV will say, oh, it just means rapture. It means this. It means that. You believe in God. You're out of here, baby. I'm not necessarily buying into that game. I don't necessarily believe every single person's going to go. There's going to be a lot of people, millions and millions of billions of people here that might not get caught up or, as the pastors say, raptured. So you have to understand that, folks, that again, unless you believe in God through Jesus Christ, you're not going to go nowhere. The only place you're going to go is you'll go, if you don't believe in God through Jesus Christ, you'll go straight to hell. And most people will not tell you that. Most people will not say that. Most people, including lots and lots of pastors, most pastors want to focus on building their congregation, on building and making money for them to increase congregation, to increase the membership. And that means a big, fat, juicy raise at the end of the year when they appear before their board. And that's what you have to understand. That's the name of the game. That's how the game is played. And I'm sorry if that hurts people's feelings out there, but that's just life, and that's life in the big city. I'm very brutally honest, folks. I always have been. I always will be. And that's just how things are, and that's just how things go. And I know there's a lot of people that like to debate me on that issue, and that's totally fine. That's just how things are and how life is, and there's no getting around that particular issue, you know, and it is what it is, and I hope and pray you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, folks. Again, I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, folks, welcome if you're just tuning in. Welcome to the podcast. And again, the link will be down below, and I always try to do that, the article link to the podcast, so you can read the podcast in its entirety. And I know I've gone on and on here, folks, and but I wish you all the best, and I'm praying for you, and God bless everyone listening to this podcast. I hope you get something out of it today. I really, really do. And again, I always incorporate news along with the Word of God, and I always do, and I always try to incorporate the news and God together so you know what's happening in the world, and then also besides that, you knowing what's happening in the world, you also know that our time is near, that Jesus' second coming is very close. Okay, folks, that's it for now. Be well, be safe. Tune in next time, and God bless you and your family, folks. Stay safe. And I'm praying for y'all. Thanks again for listening. God bless you all. Have a great night. Take care. And that's it. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.